currently standing in a cafe called Barchetta. Mr. Paul O'Money, you asked if I come here. I don't, but my cafe is absolutely mob. And I decided I'm going to have a soy fruit smoothie, which my normal cafe, Little Sup, don't do. So I'm standing in the queue, waiting for them to call out my name. It's so busy at the Cottesloe Beach today because it's going to be 37 degrees Celsius. Mobbed. There's all these little people swimming up and down in the ocean practicing for the Perth to Rottnest swim. They're way out past the break. Shark distance, I call it. I'm standing in the entrance of the cafe and they've got magazines for you to read, a bowl of mint, and great big tubs of sunscreen, which is good, isn't it? I'm not in the queue. No. I'm waiting for a drink.
Are you waiting too? It's the top line.
Oh, the cake fridge. I've just noticed it's right in front of me, and an ice cream fridge. Salted caramel tart, lemon and lime tart, blueberry cheesecake, lemon meringue cheesecake, gluten-free caramel slice, mango and white chocolate cheesecake. That looks amazing. The gluten-free date and chocolate slice is all gone. Gluten-free orange and raspberry cake. I like that. Oh, that looks like my smoothie. Toblerone cake, coconut and lime slice.
Thank you.
there's that bloody woman from Wilson with her big camera again. And what's she taking photographs of this time? Is it a dog that she's brought with her? Or is that a human crouching down by the lake? I tell you what, I hope she falls in with that camera. What time is it? It's like 6:30 a.m. People, man. What is that that she's taking photographs of? I wish my eyes were better. It just looks like a dark lump from here. Oh, it's a person. It's like a... Is it a girl with long hair leaning back? Maybe it's not. Maybe it's a bush. I don't know. It's not moving. Whatever it is. Oh, it's her bag. Yep, it's that horrible woman from Wilson taking pictures of birds again. Go back to your own nasty little suburb, you old bag. Why don't I like her? Because she tried to make the baby swans fly before they were ready so that she could get a photo of them in flight. Now, if that's not a selfish human behaviour, I don't know what is. So that sweet little Tweety bird you can hear in the background, that's a Willy Wagtail. So that's the bird that was whistling to me all winter. And I've realised now that that's the male, and he's got a nest round here. And he's sitting up on the balcony up there, all fluffed up, making that beautiful song.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to rise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly. Into the light of a dark black night. Waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly. Into the light of a dark black night. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to rise.
Can't you hear the cockatoos in summer? Good morning, my rankles. That's not a great way to start the day, is it? Hey. Nature comes before coffee sometimes. You want to hear the coffee? Let's go. Coffee with Georgie. What you wanna be today? Do you reinvent yourself every day? I try to. I'm not like a major service. Just a tune-up. So, what am I going to do today? I'm going to the beach. I had the most horrific night's sleep. I was in pain all night. I think I woke up about 20 times. No exaggeration. I've got a little bit of arthritis in my hip, but my autoimmune disease exaggerates the pain. So it feels like my hip's about to fall off, and I don't take painkillers because they make your stomach, they're not good for your stomach, and they make the autoimmune disease worse. Yeah, I'm tough, man. I'm white knuckling it most of the time. All right, let's let that just steep a little bit before we pour it. Let's go keep an eye on that horrible Wilsonian. Robert Neal knows what I'm talking about. Cheers. Oh, this is a cup I made earlier. I made a cup of tea earlier because my stomach was a bit queasy. There he is. He's sitting on my fence, little willy wagtail. Hello, buddy. This is a herbal tea. It's supposed to be good for pain. Oh, hello. There's three of them. And here come the cockatoos. The Wilsonians left, thank goodness. I mean, you know, I'm not at all against people taking photos of birds. Not at all. But interfering with them so that you get the perfect shot? That's disgusting. So, yeah, we had a little argument when I met her the first time. There's another lady down that comes down here called, I call her the Swan Lady. She's a little bit eccentric. She's about my age. She's a nurse. She wears all black. She's very skinny. In fact, we had exactly the same coat. I thought that was hilarious. The first time I met her, I was like, wow, we're wearing the same jacket. But obviously hers was tiny because she's a tiny little woman. And she rides along on this bicycle, black bicycle, all in black with a black headscarf. She looks a bit like a Quaker. With huge panniers on the side of a bicycle. So it's like this massive beast of a bike with loads of stuff on it because she's carrying all her provisions, food and medicine to help the swans. Because she's mad about swans. Oh, there goes a pod of bicyclists, only six this morning. All wearing black and white, like magpies on wheels. There's some punts in the river. What do you call them? They're not kayaks. They're like little rowing boats. I actually feel it. Oh, bless me.
I am sailing home again across the sea. I am sailing stormy waters to be near you, to be free. I am flying like a ever cross the sky. Oh, I am flying, passing high clouds to be near you, oh, to be free. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Through the dark night, far away, I am dying, forever trying to be with you. Who can say? Oh, can you hear me? Can you hear me through the dark night, far away? I'm dying, forever trying to be with you. Who can say? We are sailing, we are sailing home again, cross the sea. We are sailing stormy waters to be near you, to be free, to be near you, to be free.
Nerves and your stomach. Licorice is one of the ingredients. Oh, bless me. All right, coffee for you. Coffee for me. Cream, sugar, milk, blah, blah. Help yourself. There's food in the fridge. Just help yourself to whatever you want. I'm having mine black this morning. Anti-inflammation. Yeah, so the upstairs level, that's your bedroom. There's an ensuite, there's a bathroom, there's a study, there's a lounge room with a television, there's a piano, there's an air conditioner. And you've got your own personal balcony as well. That's nice, isn't it? So, But you can't stay long. Maximum, probably 10 days. Because I just get annoyed with people. Even if you were paying me money, I'd still kick you out after 10 days. I'm a hermit, you see. Okay, let's try the Wi-Fi. My Fi-Fi is broken this morning. Fi-Fi. Hey, I gotta go fix the Wi-Fi. Have a great day, Rankles. And I'll speak to you from the beach. Georgie D, over and out.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. And I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Tried to kill it all away, but I remember everything. And what have I become? My sweetest friend. And everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. And I will let you down, and I will make you hurt. Now wear this crown of thorns upon my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts I cannot repair. Beneath the stains of time, the feeling disappears. You are someone else, and I am still right here. What have I become? My sweetest friend. And everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. And I will let you down, and I will make you hurt.
Wow, sorry about the back-to-frontness of my station today. We had Beach Visit and other people published before Good Morning Coffee Wave by Georgie. Do you know why? Because the Fi-Fi was broken. That's right, the Fi-Fi. That's what I call it when I'm waking up and my mouth is not connected to my brain. The cerebral cortex is loose in the top paddock. As we say in Australia, she's got one loose in the top paddock. That's when somebody's cray cray. Crazy. How are you? Wow, I'm really, my mouth. He no worky today, my mouthy. It's because I'm super duper tired. I got to the beach at 8:15. Oh no, here comes a yawn. No! Sorry. I got to the beach at 8:15. I was off the beach by 9:30. I did takeaway drink, went to my friend's house, hung out with him, watched another episode of Black Mirror. This one was called... what was it called, Georgie? It had a machine in it. Machine gun? I think it was called something like that. Anyway, it was fantastic. It's post-apocalyptic, which is one of my favorite things. Watch it. Go watch it. And my friend and I, he has a really big brain. And so we sit and just tear these things to pieces. We're like, she wouldn't do that. Why is she doing that? Why would you do that? That's not logical. We talk about the motivations of the character. We talk about the cinematography. We talk about the director, the script, the music, everything. We love sci-fi, and Black Mirror is very futuristic. And then I went to visit my other friend and did some crystal healing on the poor little kitty cat with the crushed leg. That was very sad. And I left some crystals there. And my girlfriend and I talked and we talked and we talked. Women can do that when they're together. She's great. I love her to bits. Her name's Sam. And then we went and had a lovely snack at a Greek cafe. And then she dragged me to the shops, all the boutiques. And of course, you put me in a shop, my wallet is opening, the money is falling onto the counter, and clothes are going into the bag. That's what's happening. But I did buy a dress for my son's surprise birthday party tomorrow night. That's all going ahead. Oh my goodness. Now he's arranged this lunch at a pub tomorrow with most of his family, actually, which is interesting that he actually got off his ass and did something. I was quite surprised because he was like, I don't want to do anything for my birthday. So I've got to get dressed up really amazing. Do you know why? Because my ex is there. I don't mind his new wife. She's all right. I actually like her a bit better than I like him. So it's not about looking better than her. It's about looking so good that he hates me even more because I'm not with him. Does that make sense? Is that evil? It is. It's evil. It's revenge. But, you know, as humans, this is what we do. Success is the best form of revenge, and looking good is one form of success. So there'll be a lot of effort going into looking fantastic tomorrow morning. I might even do a makeup corner wave. But I feel another yawn coming on, so I've got to go. Ankles. Rankles! Love your work. Love your stuff. Sorry I haven't listened to many of you today. I am absolutely shattered, and I've had a busy day. I might do some more music, though. Hope you're well. There's a secret in one of my waves on my station today. Go back and see if you can find it. It's like Where's Wally? Do you know those pictures? There's something hidden in a wave. Good luck with that. Mystery at Georgie D Station. Georgie D, over and out.
Hi, we're the Staves, and this is I'm on Fire by Bruce Springsteen.
Take you high. Oh, I'm on fire.
Sometimes it's like someone took a knife, baby, edgy and dull, and cut a 6-inch valley through the middle of my skull. At night I wake up with a sheet soaking wet and a freight train running through the middle of my head.
Hey Georgie, how are you? I thought I would call in as I walk through kind of snowy Berlin. Really strange. It was a snowfall for maybe 3 minutes. It's really disappointing this winter season. I really crave snow. For the last couple of years, I do a lot. It really reminds you about the whole cycle of the year. It's really cool to see everything covered by snow. Not this time around. No snow in the forecast. Why do I talk about snow? I was listening to your podcast this morning. It was such a great experience to be in the warm and sunny and fuzzy part of the world for a moment. One disadvantage to podcast form, I cannot clap or comment or call in. I think I'll get back to the app. Well, anyway, greetings from Berlin.
Wish me luck, Conscious, at the beach tomorrow. Hey, thanks for calling in. And that's one of the positives about you remaining on Anchor and using the app, is that you get to call in and we get to hear your lovely voice on our stations. And I always had this romantic idea of the snow because I grew up in England, but I wouldn't want to live in the cold, so I don't envy you. But I do kind of have this dream-like vision in my head of you wandering the culturally rich streets of Berlin with these tiny, beautiful snowflakes just fluttering around you. Yeah, that's how I see you. So it's always lovely to hear your voice. And you take care of you and your lady and that impending baby. Georgie D, over and out.
Georgie, you might have forgotten this. Snow is a blanket. When snow falls, especially in the metropolitan area, it dampens the mechanized sounds of vehicles on streets. When it's fresh, the snow blanket, an acoustical cover to the 21st century environment, where that timeless white covering brings an eerie air of welcome silence. A snow blanket. I love it when that happens in New York at 3 or 4 in the morning before the plows are out. It's brilliant. You need to go experience that again.
Bernie, how pertinent of you to draw attention to the audio implications of a fluffy snowfall. That's right. It does suck all the sound out of everything. It's quite magical. It sucks all the colour out of the landscape, It sucks all of the sound out of the landscape. And it softens all the edges. It's quite an extreme event. This is probably one of the reasons why we're all so mesmerized by it. Well done, you, Bernie. Yeah, I really do need to see snow again. Somewhen, somewhere. I don't know when, I don't know how. It'll happen, I guess. I did get to see snow again 14 years ago. I went to New Zealand with my son to visit my auntie and my cousin and my second cousin in Christchurch. And I ended up in Queenstown and Lake Tanaka. Tanaka? Wanaka? Wanaka, I think it is. Stunning Lord of the Rings territory. Sam Neill lives there. His kids go to school there. Australian actor. And it snowed. We went in July. And it was stunning. It was beautiful. I just couldn't get over how many clothes I needed all the time to keep me warm. I don't think I could ever live in a cold climate again. But I would definitely visit. I would definitely. Bernie, do you get snow where you are in Ireland? Bernie? I know you've had a lot of storms this winter, but do you get snow? Yes, the sound of cockatoos in the background. 37 degrees Celsius here today. Tomorrow is dropping to stupid 24 degrees, like more than 10 degrees difference. But that's okay. I got my fill of the sand, sea, sun, and sails today. It was stunning. Hey, Bernie, thanks for calling in. Speak soon. Wrong, I'm wrong. It's 32 degrees Celsius tomorrow. It's 22 degrees Celsius on Monday, which is just as well because I've got a lunch date and that works out better for lunch dates, not to be really stinking hot. But it'll be 32 degrees when we're sitting in an outside area in an outside pub tomorrow with my son and the rest of his family. Wear a big hat, Georgie. Oh, and that Black Mirror episode was called Metalhead. Go watch it at a cinema near you really soon.
Just like searching my body.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, it's fucking guitar out of tune.
I come.
take me away from my home. My home. I'll see you again in the long run. Ah, ah, ooh.
Oh, bless me.